Do you ever feel that you're not connected? The world's moving too fast for you to keep up with? Or that you're always waiting for that phone to ring? Then you need to get hooked up to the most exciting development in mobile technology this century. The Galactic Communications state-of-the-art SLV-8000 mobile phone. The next generation of mobile phone that will change your life forever. It's slim, sexy, and you'll be the envy of all your friends. We guarantee they'll all want one. The SLV-8000 comes in 10 different colors, has room for over 4,000 names and addresses for your many friends. It even has a camera to catch all those hysterical moments. Get the Galactic Communications SLV-8000 mobile phone and take your communication needs out of this world and beyond. Remember, with Galactic Communications, your world is our world.
Shazza, didn't see you. I was miles away.
Paul, my name's Sharon.
Yeah, sorry. Bad habit I get into with names.
I'll let you off. Where are you off to?
Off home. Nothing special.
Some of us are going clubbing tonight. You want to come?
Yeah, sounds great. Meet for a drink first with the gang.
I'll see you later, yeah?
Can't wait.
Do I recognise that number? Hello? Our world is your world.
Getting worse every night now. Sorry, I wasn't concentrating. I should rest, I know. But the nightmares are so bad, I'm almost afraid to go to sleep. They're always the same. Same faces, same voices. People I don't recognize. Well, not really. I mean, as far as I'm aware, I haven't met any of them, but they're familiar somehow. As if I've known them all my life. Or they've known me. I don't know. Maybe I need a holiday. Or at least a meal, at the very least.
Sorry, were you talking to me?
No.
Who were you talking to, then?
Tim.
You mean he's online again?
Not quite, no. I managed to repair most of the recent damage, but the other problem was far more extensive than I imagined.
Other problem?
The Sorsan virus. It had been quietly eating away at Tim's circuitry for months. In a way, Robert's psychic scream was a godsend. Had it not happened, we might not have uncovered the viral damage until it was too late.
John, you look exhausted. You should take a break.
Yeah, I fully intend to, once I've finished. Did you two want something?
Not really. Just checking in, really.
I was going to ask Ellen if she wanted to come clubbing with me and some college mates tonight.
I'd love to. Huh.
I notice you never ask me. I can tell my darkness from my Def Leppard, you know.
Def Leppard? John? Do you want to come clubbing with us tonight?
No, that's all right. You two go and have fun.
How long have you two known each other?
Not that long, really. We started doing some volunteer work together.
Volunteer? You're joking. Paul doesn't seem the type. Oh,
thanks a lot.
Joking.
We've become really good friends, haven't we?
Yeah. It's like we can hear each other's thoughts sometimes.
Ooh.
Just a bit of fun.
Ooh, I've got a text.
Hey, nice phone.
Only got it a couple of days ago. Top of the range, next generation model. It can store 4,000 numbers and 500 text messages. Pictures, a lot.
And why would you want to do all that?
Well, because...
Good answer. Okay, who wants a drink?
Oh, please, same again.
Sharon?
Please. So, are you and Paul... you know...
Me and Paul? You must be joking.
Why?
Oh, he's sweet, but more like a little brother. We've shared some tough times.
Like what?
I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
Oh, that's odd. Number not known. I'd better take this outside. Can't hear a thing.
Okay.
Where's Sharon?
She had to take a call. She popped outside.
Oh, I'll go and see if she's all right. Sharon?
Good morning, Eleanor. What's wrong with you?
John, all I can say is that I've had a very late night. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Paul.
Paul!
Sorry, miles away. Morning.
Did you ever catch up with Sharon?
No, been trying to mobile all night and she isn't answering. I just get an odd voice saying number not known.
Try not to worry. I'm sure she'll be fine.
For the moment, I think we've got more important things to worry about.
What's that?
About 10 minutes ago, we received some disturbing reports of a break-in at the Wenley Moor early warning installation late last night. I've been able to download footage from the installation security systems. You'd better take a look.
It's so dark. Can't see anything.
Wait a minute. John, pause it. That's Sharon.
Oh, my God. What's she doing there?
Now let's keep watching.
What happened?
From what limited readings there was a massive blast of psychic energy. That's the last piece of recorded footage.
Do we have any more information at all?
No. The intruders left with nothing and their intentions remain unknown.
What's going on?
I don't know. But it does beg one question. Why was one of your college friends breaking into a high-security government facility? Paul, I think you should go to college this morning.
But...
No buts. It's unlikely, but she may turn up there. In the meantime, I'll stay here with Eleanor and see if we can access any information from the security services. That's all we can do for now.
John's right, Paul.
Okay. But let me know straight away if you hear anything.
We will.
So, what we see from this business model of a modern multinational...
Sorry, I'm late.
Well, you're here now, Sharon, so go and sit down.
John, Eleanor, she's here.
As I was saying,
this is crazy.
Of a multinational corporation.
Morning.
Morning? Is that all you've got to say? What the hell happened to you last night?
We went to a club, had a great night, kebab on the way home. What's the problem?
You don't remember leaving us all in the club? Pulling your vanishing act?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We'd better go for a coffee.
Oh, now who's that? Sharon, you know I don't like mobiles in my class.
Sorry. Oh, I better answer it. Hello? I'm Beth. Our world is yours.
And where do you think you're going? Sharon?
It's all right. I'll go with her. She's been ill. Sharon!
Paul, what's happening?
Something's very wrong, John. Sharon! I'll report back in a minute. Hey, Sharon! What's got into you? Sharon, I'm talking to you!
Paul?
Paul!
Paul?
Sharon!
Paul!
Paul?
Here, drink this.
What happened?
You received a massive psychic shock. We felt it here and managed to jaunt you back.
I was trying to stop Sharon. Something was wrong. She wasn't herself. I'm sure it's that phone of hers. She answered it just before she went, well, mental on me.
Yeah, she disappeared last night after answering a call. This is weird. What kind of phone has she got?
What was it? Galactic Communications, something like that, I think.
What do you think, John?
I'm cross-checking from Tim's databanks now.
This is weird.
There's quite a lot of information on Galactic Communications. The company launched its first mobile phone 2 years ago, quickly cornering the market in mobile communications. Their latest model accounts for over 50% of all mobile phones sold worldwide in the last 12 months.
I don't like the sound of this.
There's some news footage.
Benson, MD of Galactic Communications. The secret behind our success in such a short space of time is that Galactic Comms offers tomorrow's phones today at affordable prices. The SLV 8000 model is way ahead of anything that our competitors will be launching in the next few years, and that's what the youth of today want.
So now what?
I think one of the tomorrow people should go and buy one of tomorrow's phones.
Got one. You can get them practically anywhere.
You should try and claim that back against tax, you know.
I hope that was a joke.
Just trying to apply my business management savvy to the practicalities of what we do.
Okay, let's have a look.
Wow. You can tell why the kids want these. It's very cool.
Yeah, and they're still flying off the shelves.
What do you think, John?
Well, according to this basic scan, the phone's circuitry is highly advanced. Far beyond the capabilities of current technology.
Meaning
that this ordinary-looking mobile phone is extraterrestrial in origin.
What should we do?
Well, the worldwide headquarters of Galactic Communications is in southeast England. I suggest we pay them a visit.
What are we waiting for, then?
Eleanor?
Yep.
Break out the stun guns.
Pretty deserted.
Come on, let's have a look around.
Quietly. You don't know what we're going to find. I've never seen anything like this machinery before.
It looks very advanced.
Pull me for that ladder. I want a closer look.
All right.
Definitely extraterrestrial, I'd say.
Yeah, without a doubt.
But why here? And what's it got to do with Sharon?
I don't know, Paul. But we'll find out. Let's see what's through the next section.
Onto those lorries.
And somehow I don't think this is an after-school job.
Oh, they look like zombies.
That's what worries me.
We've got to do something.
No, Paul. We wait.
What?
Eleanor's right.
I swear you two are ganging up on me. Now what?
This is unacceptable. Your efficiency level has dropped to below 99.3%. You will increase efficiency to 99.8%. These units need to be transported in 13.7 minutes.
How well is yours?
Look! It's Sharon!
No!
Oops.
You are not included in my personnel roster. Therefore, you must be unauthorized intruders. The only course of action is to eliminate you. Kill them.
How well is your work? How well is your work?
What's Eleanor's job now?
Thank you.
dampening field around the factory. It's too strong to jaunt through. Our combined telepathic powers might be able to smash through it.
We'd better hurry up. This will look like the cast of Night of the Living Dead.
There's no time to discuss your taste in films. Run! Get after them.
Make sure your stun guns are fully charged. We might have to use them. Go!
Oh, locked!
There's got to be a way out!
It's too late. We've got company.
That leaves us no choice. We'll have to shoot our way out. Ready?
Yeah.
Fire!
Oh, nothing happened!
I'm terribly sorry. The psionic dampening field that currently surrounds this facility also disables any weapons that somebody might be foolish enough to bring inside. Although I've never seen weapons like that before. Not on Earth, anyway.
I don't suppose it would be too much trouble to know whom we are addressing.
Forgive me, I'm forgetting my manners. My name is Peter Benson.
Of course. The owner of Galactic Communications.
It's always nice to be recognized. I do apologize for the aggressive actions of my employees. It's so difficult to get the staff these days. Plumbridge?
Yes, sir.
Call the dogs off. They're starting to slaver.
Yes, Mr. Benson. She used that mobile phone to control them.
Yeah, I saw. This is weird.
Yes, but very interesting, Paul.
Ever the scientist, John?
Ah, so you're telepathic. How wonderful.
Did you?
Ah, let's not get bogged down with details, my dear. Suffice it to say, I think you could be very useful to me. You three, bring them.
Get off! Ow, that hurts.
They can be a little brutal, I'm afraid. A side effect of the conditioning process.
What have you done to them?
Just a little conditioning that makes the human mind susceptible to, shall we say, suggestion.
Suggestion? It's brainwashing.
Such a crude term.
Now, just who are you three? My records are completely inaccurate now. I should update them.
Do you really think we're going to tell you?
I'm afraid in a few seconds you won't have any choice. Plumbridge?
Yes, Mr. Benson.
That's Sharon!
What's she holding? I can't see.
It's three mobiles!
I've got a very bad feeling about this.
So you should. Forgive me for interrupting your private conversation, but I do find telepaths awfully rude.
Says the man who's just had us chained up.
Thank you, my dear. Ingenious devices, these. Highly intricate psionic microcircuitry housed inside a normal mobile phone. When activated and the correct resonance sequence is transmitted, it will enslave a human mind to do pretty much anything I ask.
And you're selling these across the world?
Yes. Good, isn't it? Put a couple of inane games on them and a camera and any young fool will buy them. I love this planet's obsession with consumerism. It makes my job so much easier.
What are you going to do?
It's time for you all to take a call. Plumbridge?
Of course, Mr. Benson. Hold them.
Sharon! Sharon, listen to me! It's Paul! Look, you don't have to do this!
I wonder who that could be. I think it's for you.
John, what are we going to do?
Concentrate. We can try to break through the field. We must combine the strength of our minds.
Hold on, Paul!
I'd very much appreciate it if you lent me an ear.
Get lost!
Fight it!
I'm trying!
I think the field is weakening. One last push.
I can't! Hold on!
Jolt now!
Helena, are you all right?
Yes, I think... Wait. Where's Paul?
So, two of my chickens managed to fly the coop. No matter. Plumbridge, Update your personnel files. We have a new starter.
Yes, Mr. Benson.
And as for you, my young friend, I think it's time you told me who you are.
Our world is your world.
He can't have jaunted out in time.
Yeah, Paul's not as powerful a telepath as you or I, Eleanor. He may not have been able to resist the effects of the psionic conditioning.
Well, can we get him back?
The dampening field has regenerated itself very quickly, according to the sensors. It's doubled in intensity.
I'm going back for him.
No, Eleanor. It would be far too dangerous.
We can't just leave him, John.
I'm not suggesting that we do. But the second you jaunted back to the factory, you'd be trapped again. And there'd be no way out a second time.
I know, but...
We'll be of more help to Paul from the lab. Assessing and planning. We never go rushing in, you know that.
You're right, John. As always.
Well, the first thing we need to do is to find out how these phones work. And, more importantly, how we can stop their effects. Let's get to work.
We are known as the Tomorrow People. Homo Superior.
Of course. Earthbound lapdogs of the Galactic Federation.
We are the next stage in human evolution.
Yes, yes, I know all that.
If the Federation know of our plans, it could destroy everything.
Oh, Plumbridge, when will you learn? This is just a business venture for us. A commission. We do the job, we get paid, we go home. Simple. Our masters will have to deal with the Federation. Now, young man, I think it's time you showed me what you can do.
Our world is your world.
Excellent. Show me more.
They want to see us.
I'm terribly sorry, but we'll have to cut short this fascinating demonstration. Plumbridge?
Although it's designed to look, and in certain circumstances act, like a normal mobile phone, it can do far more than that.
Does it have Tetris?
Actually, yes.
Cool.
The design of the circuitry is that of a very compact and very powerful psionic pulse modulator.
Meaning?
And we've seen the effects for ourselves. To wit, whoever uses the phone will be slave to the whims of whoever controls the pulse modulation.
Benson.
Yes. You know, Eleanor, I don't quite know what to make of him.
Is he human?
Well, on the whole, I'd say yes. But he knew we were telepathic. And if he designed these phones, he has technical capability light years ahead of any scientist on this planet. Something else.
What is it?
Something I can't quite put my finger on. Something at the factory. Another presence right on the edge of my consciousness. I don't think he's acting alone.
But what do we do now? I can't stop worrying about Paul.
Now, that makes two of us, Eleanor. But I do have an idea.
Yes? You wanted to see us? Hello?
Horrible things.
Benson Barbat, we require your reports to relay to our Emperor aboard the primary command ship.
Everything is proceeding according to the plan I outlined. Sales of the psionic units have exceeded even my expectations.
You are prepared to transmit the signal at the agreed time, Benson Barbat?
Of course. By tomorrow morning, over a third of the Earth's population will be enslaved to your cause.
Our fleet will emerge from hyperspace at the edge of the solar system in 31 man-clacks. The Slavians must succeed, Benson Barbat.
And you will. I can assure you of that. Plumbridge has calculated and recalculated the variables a dozen times.
The percentage chance of success is never less than 100.
Very well, Benson Biped. Plumbridge Biped.
There is one thing I would like to ask. You think you could stop calling me Benson Biped? It's very annoying.
Steady, Eleanor. You're doing fine.
This is hopeless. I'm a travel agent, not an electrician.
If you get angry, you'll make more mistakes. I can't do this without your help.
I'm not you, John. I don't spend hours reading through technical manuals. I can't do this.
Yes, you can.
But will it work?
It should do. This little device should be able to counter and hopefully reverse the psionic conditioning.
As long as it helps Paul.
Well, that's the idea. Now, I can help you. You have photographic recall. See the circuit plan in your mind.
Okay, I see it.
Focus on the pathway that needs to be solved. Focus everything on that. Nothing else.
This is so hard.
Concentrate.
Are you clear on your instructions?
Yes.
This is your final mission. Anything less than 100% efficiency rate will jeopardize our client's mission.
What my colleague is trying to say is that if you cock this up, your contracts will be terminated. Permanently.
We understand.
Yes, I somehow thought you might. Now, Paul here is in charge.
I won't let you down, Mr. Benson.
Good lad. Now, go!
I don't like using this Federation agent. It introduces too many variables into the equation.
For once, I wish you'd throw the clipboard away and forget about the numbers. It's very dull. Ah, the fleet.
Good. They are still on schedule.
I'd better go and update our molluscular friends in the back. Be a darling. Put the kettle on. I trust you don't need an equation to do that.
Finished.
Well done, John.
Well, I couldn't have done it without you, Eleanor. I only hope it works. I doubt the range is going to be affected beyond a few feet.
Now what?
We wait for Paul to use his powers outside the dampening field.
I will incapacitate the guards.
Very well. Paul's jaunting.
Yes. I'm trying to triangulate his coordinates, but there's a lot of interference.
No, sir. No reported activity. Clean skies all the way. Thank you, sir. Good night. What the? Who is...
This is our target objective.
Do you have the device?
Yes.
Activate.
Paul's jaunted again.
Do you have the coordinates?
Yes. I'm locking on and jaunting you straight there. I'll stay to bring you back if there's trouble. Good luck.
The device is activated.
Place it within the radar circuitry.
Paul, what are you doing?
Carrying out my orders.
I don't want to do this, Paul, but I'll stun you if I have to. We can reverse the conditioning with this psionic dampener.
You must not interfere, or you will die.
You're a tomorrow person, Paul. You can't kill me.
I won't have to.
I don't understand.
You will.
Sharon, you don't know what you're doing.
Our world is your world.
Hold her still.
Oh, no! John, jump me back. Now. Quick, John, use the psionic pulse. No. Our world is your world. Our world is your world.
I think it's working.
Please, no! Sharon? Where am I?
You're safe. Well done, Eleanor.
Eleanor? What's going on?
Try to relax.
Who are you? Come and sit down. John, can I have some water, please? You... Where did that water come from?
Try not to worry about it. You've had a bit of a shock.
Tell me about it. What's going on? What is this place? Where's Paul?
That might take some time to explain.
I want you to tell me everything you remember.
What happened? Where's the girl?
the Federation girl attempted to thwart our plans. They both escaped.
That is not possible. I ran the singular...
Plumbridge, do be quiet. There's a device in place.
The mission objective was achieved.
Thank goodness for small mercies.
We'd better report to our clients, then. I think it's time you met your employers. Hello. You wanted to see us?
Yes, Ensign Barnett. Our Emperor wishes to receive your report personally.
Splendid! I look forward to speaking to him.
It with heady anticipation.
We have established an island link to the mothership in hyperspace. Activate! Benson Pilot, your report.
Ah, there you are. I trust you are well. Plumbridge, say hello.
Greetings, your magnificence. I hope...
Enough! Is all in readiness?
Of course. With the aid of this Federation agent...
You have exposed us to an Earthling?
Not quite. This is a tomorrow person. And he has been most helpful in finalizing our plans. Haven't you?
I exist to obey the Slavian Empire.
We have had one slight problem.
Explain.
Another tomorrow person is still at large. We lost one of our servants to her.
I've been having memory lapses for the last couple of weeks. I thought it was just stress, but I don't know.
Must be the effect of the conditioning.
And you're trying to tell me that you and Paul and John here are some kind of superhumans with special powers?
We warned you it might be difficult to explain.
In a world where a mobile phone can take over my mind, I'll believe anything you tell me.
Why is Benson doing it? Do you remember anything at all?
It's all so hazy. I can remember the factory, but... I'm sorry.
I wonder... Eleanor, it may be possible to link with Sharon's mind and unlock her memories, like you've tried to do with Paul in the past.
It's worth a try.
If the Federation discover our plans too soon, they could defeat us. That must not happen, Ensign Biped.
She must still have the psionic unit about her person. It should be a simple matter to destroy it remotely and to take out anything close by.
Very well, Benson Hivehead. Do not fail the Sapiens. You will carry out our Emperor's instructions.
Of course. Plumbridge, is the girl's psionic unit still active?
The unit is still functioning at 100% efficiency.
Very well. Initiate destruction sequence. Widest dispersal.
Destruction sequence initiated.
Ah, I think our young friend should be the one to send the final signal. Paul, I have a little job for you.
Yes, Mr. Benson.
I think you know what you have to do. Plumbridge, give him the phone. Ready?
Our world is your world.
Now.
Relax. Focus on my voice. Only my voice. Look inside your mind. I'll show you the way.
This is incredible.
Concentrate. Start to look within.
What's that noise?
Eleanor, break contact.
What is that?
There's an enormous energy surge from within the lab itself.
Eleanor, look! Boom! It's glowing!
I don't like the look of it.
Eleanor, Sharon, get down. It's going to...
has been destroyed.
Excellent.
John, what happened?
I managed to place a force field around the mobile unit to dampen the explosion just before it went critical. Sharon, are you all right?
Yeah, just a bit shaken up.
I'm going to deactivate the force field.
Is it safe?
Well, there are no residual energy traces, so... utterly destroyed.
Whatever happened, it made a pretty good job of this.
How could that just happen like that?
With no accident.
What?
The explosion was triggered by a carrier signal. Somebody was deliberately attempting to destroy the unit.
And us.
Benson.
I've traced the source of the signal.
Galactic Communications?
Yes.
We can't wait any longer, John. We have to go in there. Paul is in great danger.
I can't...
Sharon, what is it?
Oh, my head.
Come on, sit down.
Oh.
John, can you do a medical scan?
Oh, there's no time for that. I remember now. I remember everything.
The mind link. It worked.
And I know exactly what their plan is.
Benson Ryan, report.
You're magnificent. The girl and the two tomorrow people have been destroyed. The invasion sequence can proceed unhindered.
The Galactic Federation will cower before the might of the Slavian Empire.
I rather think the Federation won't know what's hit them once you have control of the Earth. Your splendidness. Isn't that right, my friend?
Yes. It will be a great victory for the Slavians.
That's the spirit.
Mr. Benson, might this be an opportune moment to discuss the outstanding account?
Yes, of course. Your luminescence, in view of the guaranteed success of this little venture, can we discuss payment? Who should I send my invoice to?
Silence!
I was only asking.
Payment will be made on the successful completion of the invasion sequence. The Slavian fleet will enter the Earth's orbit in 10 man-facts. Is all ready.
We'll be waiting. The signal will be sent at 6 a.m. By the time you arrive, over a third of this pitiful planet will be slave to your cause.
Relay regular reports through my operatives. Do not fail the Slavians.
Do not fail the Slavians. Do not fail the Slavians.
The Slavians. Well, well, well.
John?
The Slavian Empire, Eleanor. Right on the edge of Federation space.
I saw a couple at the factory. They're big, well, snails, sliming around the place.
There you go. A picture from the Federation database.
Oh, you wouldn't want that with garlic and butter.
Yes, quite. The Empire has petitioned to join the Federation on many occasions, but has always been refused entry. They've been gaining some power on the edge of Federation space recently, but they've never struck this far into our territory.
Maybe they're more of a threat than the Federation first thought.
The war with the Saucons has kept the Trig's resources well and truly focused elsewhere. Perhaps the Slavians are using this as an opportunity to forge a bridgehead.
I think I heard them talking about a Slavian fleet in a... what's it called? Inner space? Outer space?
Hyperspace.
Yes, that's it. It's on its way to Earth. I think they're going to send some sort of signal.
So that's where the phones fit in. I think Benson's the go-between. He's designed the phones and there's going to be a signal transmitted before the fleet arrives. Anybody using the phones will be affected.
Affected? How?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? We've seen what those things can do to a tomorrow person, let alone a Sab. They're going to turn anyone who has one of their phones into a slave.
Sir, we've just had the final sales figures. Over a third of the world's population has now purchased one of our communication units. Aside from the purely financial benefits to ourselves...
Our employers will have a sizable army of slaves. Foot soldiers, cannon fodder, victims, call them what you will. When the Slavians invade, I doubt the combined armed forces of the world could quell an uprising of that magnitude.
Even with a ground army of ready-made slaves, the Slavian fleet would still meet a great deal of resistance from the military. The Air Force especially.
Of course.
What?
I've been thinking about the early warning stations. Now it makes sense. Benson must have been planting something in the computer systems, a virus of some type that will disable them at the right time.
Knock out the early warning systems and you keep the element of surprise.
They're not leaving anything to chance, are they? What's that?
It's a signal from one of our satellites. Right at the very edge of our sensor range and still in hyperspace. But there's a large mass of ships moving very fast.
The Slavian fleet.
And the vector heading puts them on direct course for Earth. If they continue at the same speed, the fleet will enter Earth's solar system at 6 a.m.
That's 6 hours from now.
What are you going to do? Where are these superpowers of yours? Can't you just click a finger and make it better?
I'm afraid it doesn't work like that.
Make it work, then! This is my planet! Do your guard dog duty. See them off. Isn't that what you do?
Sharon, try to stay calm. This doesn't...
Maybe that's exactly what we need. A dog.
What?
Or more accurately, a watchdog.
Our world is your world. Our world is your world. No! Get out of my head! Stop controlling me! You can't... Our world is your world. I must obey the Slavians. No! John, Eleanor, help me! No! Get out of my head!
A watchdog satellite. One of 7 abandoned Russian Voskhod satellites out beyond Saturn. We appropriated them for our own use some time ago.
You mean you nicked them?
Appropriated. It's all a matter of perspective.
I think I know what you're getting at, John.
The watchdogs are very powerful, allowing us to keep an eye on things beyond this solar system. But I think they have a use closer to home on this occasion.
Such as?
If we're right, a signal will be sent from the Galactic Communications Factory sometime in the next 6 hours to all mobile phone units they've sold. We have to block the signal to prevent millions of people becoming enslaved to the Slavian cause.
And we're going to do that with these satellites how?
This piece of equipment freed you from Benson's control.
And we're going to build one on a bigger scale using the watchdogs?
We certainly are, Eleanor. Using the boosted capabilities of the watchdogs, we should be able to piggyback into the systems of most Earth-orbiting satellites to project a blocking net around the entire planet.
Will that free all the slaves?
In theory.
Right. I'll need an AE suit.
Well done, Eleanor. You too, Sharon. I'll need you both. The modifications could take some time, and we don't have long.
Obey. Obey the Slavians. Leave me alone!
Ever is the matter.
Your world. Who are you? What are you? Ah! No! Our world is your world.
Got a bit of a headache, have we? As powers of war starting to give you a conscience. We'll soon sort that out.
Our world is your world. Our world is your world.
There. That's much better, isn't it? Now come along. It's almost showtime.
I want to learn the ship. All that is important to me. What are you like to be? Why, oh, brother, what can be the transfer?
Bit cramped.
No kidding. Mind you, don't knock that massive transporter belt. We don't want you ending up at the other end of the galaxy.
Eleanor, are you in?
Yes.
First thing I need you to do is to cross-patch the dish emitter array.
Got it. Now what?
Deactivate the primary subroutine cascade sequence.
Done.
Now, you need to wire in the new apparatus. I can guide you from here, but Sharon will need to help.
Okay. How are you doing?
I'm just finishing modifications to Watchdog 1 and moving on to Watchdog 3.
You haven't got much longer.
I know. Keep working.
John, we're back in the lab.
How's it looking?
I'm making the final connections on Watchdog 7 now. What's our status?
What's that? John, the Slavian fleet has dropped out of hyperspace. It's in Earth's solar system.
Don't panic, Eleanor. I'm nearly there.
Mr. Benson, the fleet has emerged from hyperspace.
Excellent news. Bring the transmission dish online.
Transmission dish online.
Is all in readiness, Benson, my dad?
It is. If all goes according to the simulations, your empire should have conquered a new planet by breakfast.
Eleanor, bring the new subroutines online.
I thought you weren't going to make it. Look, the fleet's almost on top of us.
The subroutine is uploading to the watchdog relays. 50% complete.
Activate! Activate!
Paul, would you do the honors?
Our world is your world. Signal activated.
Bunbridge? How are we looking?
As predicted, we have 100% saturation.
John, they've activated the signal.
Upload is 80% complete. Stand by.
The main problem was experienced by... Oh, for the last time, I did not have mobile phone. Get back to your seats. Just get back. Get back. No.
Hello?
It's working. We have control.
Ah, would one of you be a good chap and patch me through to your emperor?
Report, Benson, biped.
Everything has proceeded according to plan. You may begin your final vector approach for Earth orbit.
The Slavian fleet is closing in, John. We have to block that signal.
Keep calm. I'm activating the counter signal now.
It's working, John. The carrier signal is uplinking to satellites in Earth's orbit.
Excellent.
What is happening?
Bunbridge?
Somebody is attempting to block our signal.
Boost the game.
They're fighting back, Eleanor. I'm going to power up Watchdog 1's backup relay.
We're losing the signal.
Please don't put yourself in a position where you have to disappoint me.
It's no good. The counter signal is too strong.
This is the work of those Federation irritants.
We've lost complete control, Mr. Benson.
Ah. Oh, dear.
I require your report now, Benson, by bed.
Yes. I'm not going to like this.
What? Where am I?
Mr. Benson, the slaves don't appear to be slaves anymore.
You'd better close the doors, Plumbridge. They'll be after a pay rise.
You! John! Eleanor!
Paul! Are you all right?
Stay right where you are.
Oh, it's good to see you, John.
Thank you, Paul.
What's going on? Ugh, what are they?
Slavians.
What is happening?
Well, well. The Slavian Emperor himself. Your invasion plan has failed. Earth was ready for you. You want to join the Federation. Next time, don't call us.
You shall die for this, Benson, biped. You shall all die. Kill them.
John, the Slavian fleet is turning back.
Get back. Paul, over here. They'll go for Benson first.
You have failed the Slavian Empire. You will die, Benson, by dead.
I understand you're upset, but I simply cannot allow that. Thankfully, I took out some insurance. Plumbridge? Gas! High concentrate sodium chloridric gas. Lethal for Slavians. Bye. Oh my God! It's horrible!
Shocking experience. But try to keep calm. We'll make sure you all get medical attention before sending you home.
How are you feeling, Paul?
Yeah, not bad. A bit fuzzy in the head, but I'll be okay.
I know you will.
I'm sorry, John.
For what?
Letting you and Ellie down. I should have been able to resist their mind control.
Paul, I've been under the mind control of an alien race more times than I care to remember. But we get through it. It makes us stronger.
Cheers, John.
It's all right. Now, I'd better see about supervising the destruction of these phones.
Will you do me a favour, John? Can I have one of those? I've got an idea.
Hurry up, Plumbridge. We have to figure out a way to gain safe passage off this tedious planet.
What about the Slavians?
I don't think we need to worry about it.
Hello? Oh. It's for you.
Hello?
Got you!
How did you...
Well, we knew one of you would have one of those phones with you. We just homed in on the signal.
Very clever. What now? Are you going to haul us off to your Federation masters? It's a fair cop, Gov. Throw away the key now.
Yeah, we probably should. But that would be boring. Nifty bit of kit, these phones.
Where did you get that?
There were plenty left lying around the factory. We did a bit of reprogramming. I wonder who that can be for. Here, catch! Ellie, have you got the coordinates?
Yes. Jaunting now.
What are you doing? You can't...
Where are we?
You really need to ask. We've got to find an escape pod. Through here.
Ensign Biped, you have failed the Slavians.
What a pleasant surprise. How lovely to see you.
That was a very cruel thing to do, Paul. Slavians aren't known for their tolerance.
Oh, that's easy for you to say, John. He didn't mess with your brain.
Where did Benson come from, John? He's obviously not from Earth.
I don't know, Eleanor. But something tells me we haven't seen the last of our friend, Mr. Benson.
And, what about me?
What do you mean?
I know your little secret, don't I? Sure your name isn't Clark Kent?
Very funny. John?
Well, from time to time, the Tomorrow People have relied on the help of Zap friends. I think that's a tradition we should resurrect, don't you?
Oh, fantastic!
And don't worry, I won't tell a soul.
Good job. Nobody would believe you. Somebody's phone's ringing?
Oh, hang on, it's me. Hello? Ah, sorry, mate, I think you got the wrong number.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions.
Tell me, have you ever heard the legend of the Warlock's Dance?
Who are you?
The stories say that the rings are formed by the dance of devils. walking on the earth, summoned by black magic from the bowels of hell itself.
The angel! In the kitchen! It was standing right there, I tell you!
A warlock stands in the middle of the clearing in the wood and starts chanting and praying to Lucifer himself.
I don't know what to do!
Burning her! Burning flesh off her bones!
Blood! There's blood everywhere!
Devils and goblins begin to appear, and before their very eyes dance around and around and around.
Everywhere we go, we meet the same narrow-minded idiots who refuse to believe what's sitting in front of their stupid noses.
From out of this rift in the fabric of nature itself, old Nick reaches out and grabs the girl within his fist.
Jan! Claire! Claire, we've got to get away!
Pulls her screaming into the jaws of death.
Rex, don't go near them. We don't know what they are.
Oh, they're beautiful. Good.
Rex!
Tim? Can you hear me?
Of course I can, John. Good morning.
This is the place?
This is the place.
It looks just like all the others.
I knew you wouldn't like it.
It's not a question of like or dislike, but it does all seem rather mundane.
Steele, it knows we're coming.